football. And now, hot from the press, we have Radio Norfolk's Chris Gorham and Rob Butler chatting on their way home from the Norwich City match at Newcastle.
Hello there, everyone. This is Rob Butler with your regular Norwich City update. We're currently just pulled over on our way back from Newcastle. What a game that was. Lots of you would have listened to our coverage on the radio, and it was a real roller coaster. In the end, Norwich, of course, losing that game by 4-3, 4-3. Can't really still believe it. Chris Gorham's alongside me. Chris, we've not seen many like that over the years, have we?
Well, yes and no. Norwich being Norwich, they always have a way of making things eventful for us. Last night, as we speak now, they were winning 3-1 with 20 minutes to go. They were winning 3-2 in the 94th minute, and not only did they not win the game, they managed to lose it. They let in a goal in the 95th, a goal in the 96th minute, and we come away from Newcastle with no points, having been in front for a large part of the second half. Scarcely believe what was happening in front of us, but having said that, it was very similar to some of the games we saw last season, particularly that one against Liverpool, the famous 5-4 at Carrow Road back in January. So yeah, we've been here before, we know what it's like supporting Norwich. It was a really gut-wrenching defeat, a horrible way to lose a game, albeit losing at Newcastle is no disgrace. It is going to be one of the more difficult games that Norwich will have this season. But they are still second in the table. So, yeah, it was a disappointing result. And, yes, they shouldn't have lost the game. But all is not lost.
Yeah, I think there's a lot bit of a reality check here. I mean, obviously, straight after the game on Canary Corps, people were ringing in very angry. And, you know, I was angry. I was upset. You know, we're all hurting because we're all Norwich fans. But I think in the cold light of day, you know, as we travel back, you just kind of have to think to yourself, look, as Chris just said, it is a tough game, Newcastle away. We probably would have taken a draw, before the game, but it's just the circumstances that led to the defeat. I think Alex Neil perhaps was, his substitutions can sometimes let him down. He perhaps likes to tinker with things that they need to tinker, but then again, he puts people out there. They should be able to do their job. We switched off and goals went in. But going forward, Wolverhampton Wanderers on Saturday away. That isn't a game, Chris, I would pick if you're looking to pick yourselves up. You'd rather a nice, inverted commas, easy home game, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you probably would rather it, but I think we're going to learn a lot about Norwich City when they play Wolves, because has this result at Newcastle completely knocked the stuffing out of them? We'll see. I'm glad there's a game coming up so quickly. It could be that they'll just revert to the form that they have been showing. You know, let's not forget, before this game at Newcastle, they'd won 5 games in a row, and one of those was at a Premier League team at Everton in the League Cup. So, yeah, in so many games this season, Norwich have been one goal up going into the last few minutes, and they have managed to hang on and see the game out. They didn't last night. I think that does raise a few issues about how good this squad actually is in terms of should they get up to the Premier League, because you know they came up against a, for the first time this season, you would say, proper real quality opposition last night, and they made Norwich pay for their defensive lapses. Teams like Cardiff and Wigan haven't been able to do that this season. So I think Norwich have got enough against virtually every team in the Championship. So if they can go back to the way they were playing, even if they play like they did for large parts of the game last night, I think they'll be okay for the rest of the season. But we have still got this soft underbelly that the teams with proper quality, teams who can get decent balls into the penalty area, teams who've got strikers with Premier League experience, Norwich are vulnerable. And I think they'll get away with it most weeks in the Championship, but they are going to come up against teams who will be able to just expose them a little bit. And that is, in the end, if they do fall short this season, that will be why.
And lots of talk on this chat that we have over the months has been about lack of strikers for Norwich. Well, last night it was defenders that let the team down, and I think they'd all put their hands up to that. Up front, Cameron Jerome had a brilliant game. He scored an absolutely brilliant goal, one of the best goals he's probably ever scored. You know, Jacob Murphy had a good game. So going forward, I think, you know, Alex Neil will probably have him back on the training ground today. He'll be getting ready for that Wolves game, because there's lots of work to be done, on staying switched on and defending as a team and as a unit. And all that talk of strikers has kind of gone by the wayside. It's now all the talk amongst Norwich fans in the pub and at work today will be about defenders, which is it's a funny old game, as someone once said. So that's it from us. Thanks ever so much for listening, as always. And don't forget, we'll be back for full live coverage on BBC Radio North of Norwich City at Wolves, which is another big game. See you all later. Say bye-bye, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chris and Rob. Well, that's all from
Paddy
and Ian. Now we'll hand over to Pauline and Chris for part two of Chatterbox.